You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Sam Vokes to score and Burnley to win was 12-1. It's been enhanced to 16-1, and Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win was 15-8, now 5-2. Tom, are you buying into Arsenal? Are you buying into this loving with Arsenal at the moment?
Not yet, but their form's been very good. Look, they ripped apart an awful Chelsea side last week. I mean, Chelsea were just awful defensively, but Arsenal ripped them to pieces. And, you know, Arsenal are capable of doing it. My go-to bet, I suppose, in this kind of game is what we talked about before when they went to Hull and they destroyed them. They've won 22 of the last 25 games against newly promoted sides. They've only drawn three times, and a lot of those victories have been, you know, with a little bit of daylight as well. So, you know, it's one of those where Burnley at home on Monday night, I watched that game, and they just didn't have to work too hard to beat Watford. Watford were awful, and Burnley did them on set pieces. That could only be Arsenal's undoing, but I think this is a game that Arsenal win comfortably. I don't buy into Arsenal tough turf more, maybe not fancying the physical battle, because they went to Hull, who I think are a similar sort of side to Burnley, and they just pulled them to pieces with their football. So minus a goal, 10-11, even minus two at 5-2 looks decent enough. I know Burnley don't give a huge amount away at home, but I think this is the toughest game that they've had at Turf Moor this season.
If you're looking for potential goal scorers here as well, do have a look at Theo Walcott if you want to, 6-4 in the form of his career right now after his two goals against Basel. And Alexis Sanchez, who is even money to score any time, 7-2 to score first and last. He has four in his last four in the Premier League and has got three in his last four against Burnley as well. So Alexis Sanchez in there at even money. Undoubtedly, Derek, the way Arsenal are playing at the moment, they will fully expect to go to Turf Moor and pick up all 3 points, but they are 2-5 to do so.
Yeah, it's too short, but what Tom says about Arsenal, this is the kind of fixture they go and win all the time. They don't seem to make any mistakes. The only thing about, you look at Burnley though, they've only conceded two goals at home in the Premier League this season. This is sad, it's only just come up. It's not as if they've had that many easy fixes. They had Liverpool at home, by the way. And won that, I don't know how, but they won it. They absolutely murdered Watford the other night. Watford never got a kick, and that was a team that had just beaten Man United. I'm not sure about that fixture. I'm not sure it was Burnley being brilliant or Watford being absolutely appalling, possibly a mixture of two. It troubles me, this fixture. I really don't know what to think. I don't see Burnley winning it, but it's not going to be a cakewalk for Arsenal either, because Burnley just do not concede too many at home. And you know what I might do? I might go on both teams to score, 8-11. I think that's probably a safe bet. It's a fixture that troubles me. I've got no confidence.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.